back, and we have you loud and clear. How else?
We have you the same, loud and clear. If you'd like, we can step into that wake-up briefing now. We've got about 10 minutes in this pass.
Just give me 30 seconds, and I'll get back with you.
We copy. Standing by.
SpaceX Dragon, we're back with you.
Dragon, we're with you. If you're ready, I'll get going with the wake-up briefing.
Sounds good. We're ready to copy.
Okay, Dragon, and just for your awareness, this teacher's pass is being a little choppy, so if I cut off, just interject and let me know. I can repeat. So today is February 14th, Zulu, and we've only got eyes for you. Happy Valentine's Day, Crew 12 from SpaceX. So we have a healthy vehicle. As I mentioned, we're tracking no issues, and we had nominal phasing burns. Looking ahead, the next burn is a small phasing burn, about one orbit before the boost burn. This will not be on your tablet timelines, and it is not on the displays yet, but we should expect to see it there closer to the burn. Docking is in just under 14 hours. How copy?
Okay, we copy. There will be another burn coming up that has not yet been loaded, so we won't see it on our displays, and docking is in 14 hours. And we have a very big happy Valentine's Day to all of you as well.
Thank you so much. So we're tracking no deltas to your tablet timeline, and that phase burn that I mentioned won't be on there, as I mentioned. So right now, our ground track is beginning to cross over a GPS region of interest about once every orbit, and we expect this for the next 4 hours approximately. This has the potential to trip AGPS cautions over this region, but so far, we are not expecting to see any. How copy?
Copy the potential for AGPS alerts, given the regions that we'll pass over.
Good copy. That's the big picture. So with that, I've got four quick items to go over with the crew. Starting with item number one, cabin temperature. We got the hex bypass fully closed for you prior to your sleep. And our adjustment does seem to have lowered the cabin temperature and has stabilized a bit cooler. How is everyone feeling? And core check-in.
And we copy hex bypass fully closed. The temperature feels good for us.
Okay, Dragon, that's great to hear. Moving on to item number two, following up from your report on the waste fan, we do see healthy performance of the waste fan on the ground and that lower noise and the RPM telemetry pausing on the power down. Those are both expected and in family with previous flights. We'll copy.
Hey, we copy, that's expected. And just FYI, I just pulled that up when you were saying it. We do see that again. We see waste fan one idle, but reading 260 RPM. Sounds like that's normal.
Exactly, Dragon. It's just that when the fan powers down, it takes a snapshot of whatever the last RPM was and not yet fully spun down. Moving on to item number three, we noticed during your crew sleep period that the displays were fully powered down using the control panel buttons. For your awareness, this method of turning off the displays does result in a 60-second or so boot up when you repower, as you probably saw coming out of sleep. Next time you're prepping for sleep in 4.050, we recommend you refer to step 3.8 to disable the displays from that cabin settings page on the displays. This ensures the backlight only is off and waking the displays is only one tap away. I'll copy.
Yeah, we copy all. We came to that realization as well this morning when we woke up the displays, so totally understand the intent there.
Okay, great. Thanks. And finally, last but not least, your crew trainer Charles and Renetta welcomed their daughter Chloe to the world last night. Family's doing all well, and they're excited to share that news with you.
Board station and week one. And Nick, did you copy our last?
I did not, if you want to repeat.
Seems like every other transmission is being missed, maybe just the choppy Tedris there. We were just giving a huge congrats to them. That's so exciting. Big applause and smiles. We're very much looking forward to seeing a picture once we arrive on station.
Absolutely. We will make that happen. Those are all the items I had to go over in our post-sleep briefing. If there's anything else I can help you with, let me know. Otherwise, we understand you're in your off-duty period and you've got research and excellent iPhone photography to work with.
Yeah, we did have one remaining question. While we were sleeping, we did notice some noises that were a little bit different around 2 a.m. Zulu. It sounded like, sort of like, I think it was not the same time as a burn, but there were some added pulses and almost like there was, you know, a thump preceding that. Just wondering if you guys saw anything or there was something, a burn or something that we don't see in our timeline at that time.
And Dragon, we're going to take a look at that. We did have a phase burn overnight, as I mentioned, and that is not on your timeline as well. So we'll check on that alignment on the timing and get back to you in a minute here.
Sounds good. Yeah, that's what we were thinking, that it was likely a burn, but just thought that we would check. I also see that a PMC is listed on the wake-up procedure, but none of us feel like we need that at this time. We'll forgo that.
Six copies for going the PMC. And yes, we did have a phase burn around 155 Zulu. It was only 22 seconds long. And yeah, it would have been using the forward bulkhead Draco, so you might have heard some sounds there.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Sounds like what we heard. Thank you very much, Nick. That's all we've got for you right now.
And Dragon, SpaceX, one additional observation we have?
Just repeating that last one in case you didn't get it. Thank you very much, Nick. That's all that we have for you for now. You guys have a good one.
Thank you, Jessica. And one additional observation we have around that 2 a.m. time frame is a cabin fan swap, which does result in the flapper box actuation, maybe a large thunk sound as well.
That makes total sense. Thank you for that clarification. And if you didn't get that last, Nick, thank you. That sounds like the right clarification. That's all we've got, so have a good one.
Affirmed, Jessica. Thank you. You as well. We've got some pretty regular TDRS intervals at this point, about 10 minutes on, 10, 15 minutes on, 10, 15 minutes off.
We copy. Sex Dragon.
Go ahead, Dragon.
Yeah, just letting you know the crew is awake from the nap.
We copy that. Good morning, crew, and happy docking day.
Thank you. How's everything going down there?
Everything is going good, Dragon. The ground pulled go for the upcoming boost burn, which you can monitor on your forward view. In addition, post-boost burn, I will have like an off-duty briefing for you just to prepare you for everything that's going to be coming, but everything is going swell.
Okay, sounds good. I see the burn coming up in 3.5 minutes. We'll take a look. In the view for now.
Dragon, SpaceX, boost burn complete and performance nominal. Next burn will be the cliff burn in 3.7 minutes.
We copy, Mary. Thank you. And while you're there, we have something for you. We were just sewing some sleeping bags, and a small nut floated up from somewhere near the deck area. We don't see anywhere obvious that it came off from. Maybe it was just loose this whole time and it just kind of found its way out. But if you like, I can hold it up to the commander camera and you guys can get a...
Party Dragon, we copy that you guys found a small nut and you did a quick inspection and was not able to figure out the source of that. We're seeing that we'll have the next ground station in approximately 9 minutes or so. So it'd be great to get a photo of that for now. And in the meantime, if you guys happen to see any other indications of where this could come from or anything else out in the cabin, it would be helpful to hear anything you see.
Okay, yeah, sure, no problem. I did take a picture of it with the iPhone as well, so we could zoom in and see if there are any markings on it. I don't know if that's helpful at all, but it does look like there's a small U on it. But there weren't any alignment markings on it like there are on some of the other nuts that are deployed on pieces of hardware, so it just doesn't look like it's something that had an alignment mark and slipped off.
Alrighty, Jessica, I copy that there's a small U on it, but no alignment markings. In addition, in your first call, you mentioned you believe it came from the duct area. Can you clarify on what that belief is?
Yeah, actually, I said deck, D-E-C-K. So I was just talking about the deck of the spacecraft. It floated up from there. That's when I first saw it. I don't know if that's where it actually came from.
Alrighty, we copy that... It floated up from the deck or floorboard area. Not sure if that's where it actually came from, but that was where we first saw it. Alrighty, Dragon. And in the meantime, if you guys want to pick a place to temporarily store that, even putting it on a piece of tape can be helpful. I just want to make sure we don't lose that. In addition, again, we'll have the next ground station pass coming up in approximately 7 minutes, and we, at that point we can use the camera to get a better view.
Okay, sounds like a good plan. I'll temp sew it now, and then we'll show you the video.
Dragon, SpaceX for ground station pass.
Go ahead.
Dragon, right now we have a good view through the commander camera. If you guys would not mind holding up the nut, we will work to get a good photo of it if you can hold it still, and I'll call once we have a good screenshot.
Hey, I'm going to grab it from the temp, so in the meantime, Sophie's going to hold up the picture. of the nut that we got on the iPhone. It looks like there's a glare, though, from the camera, so that might not work. Oh, there you go.
Copy, Dragon. We got a good photo of that and appreciate that. That is a high-quality one.
Special use of the phone, and I have the actual nut out now. I can hold up that for you, too, if you like.
Confirm. We'll take both, please. Copy, Dragon. We got multiple screenshots and appreciate you guys taking that action. Can you let me know where your temp still location is currently is?
Right now, I just have it in a Ziploc in my pocket, but I'm happy to put it anywhere you like, or we'll find somewhere else for it to live.
Copy, Dragon. Our recommended temp still location is going to be taping to the top of location 8. How copy?
To the top of location 8. Sure, we can do that.
Dragon, correction to last call, just to be clear, taping to the top of location 8, meaning inside of the shadow box, so the inside panel of location 8.
The inside of the shadow box, and would you like that taped with the Ziploc as well, remaining in the Ziploc, or just the nut itself and a piece of tape?
Inside of the Ziploc bag is our recommendation.
We'll do that. SpaceX Dragon for nut location.
Go ahead, Dragon.
Yeah, so we actually, instead of putting it on the lid, we were just a little bit worried about how tight it is with the clearance for shutting it. We put it on the base of location 8, just next to the cabin mic, which is on right above seat 3, and I have a picture of that too if you want to see it in the camera.
Dragon, SpaceX, we copy and trust that you guys put that in a safe spot. We no longer have a ground station, but we understand where you decided to put it and agree with that assessment.
Okay, we copy. Thanks, Mary.
And Dragon, I actually have a couple items that I wanted to brief you on as we start getting ready for the approach initiation phase. And in addition, I wanted to let you know that the ground team has pulled go for the upcoming close burn in 1-8 minutes.
Okay, we copy go for the burn, and we're ready to copy those items now.
First, Dragon, I wanted to discuss your crew app's timeline, if you guys would like to get that pulled up, and then let me know when you're ready to copy.
Okay, we've got the timeline up.
Copy, Dragon. Overall, I have three items that I wanted to brief you on, and again, the first one is the timeline. So based off of our current predicted docking time, there is a 40-minute delay to the right of the timeline that is on crew apps. So for an example, the off-duty end uphill event starts at 1640 Zulu on crew apps timeline, but based off our current docking time, we're actually going to have off-duty start at 1720 Zulu. This also applies to all subsequent events, meaning that all of them have a 40-minute delay, right? How copy?
Okay, we copy all 40-minute delay to the timeline. So, for example, the event at 1640 is actually 1720 for off-duty.
That's a good readback, Dragon. We also expect this timeline to solidify a bit as we complete the transfer and final burn, so I'll let you know if there's any additional deltas once we complete those burns.
Copies.
Ready then. Number two is, with that being said, we also expect the post-off-duty period to be a busy time, so we'd like to have you guys take two actions before 1720 Zulu. The first one is just going to be a general cabin cleanup to ensure that we're all ready to step into the approach prep on time. The second one is going to be a LIO cartridge swap to cartridge 2 per procedure 4.013. So again, we're going to have you complete two actions before 1720 Zulu. The first one being a general cabin cleanup, and the second one being a LIO swap to cartridge 2 using your crew procedure 4.013. How copy?
Okay, we copy. Prior to the end of our off-duty, we will clean up the cabin. We've been doing that a little bit already, and then we'll swap the LIO to cartridge 2 via 4.013.
Perfect readback. And the final thing I wanted to check in on is how research is going to see if you had completed anything or if there's any questions.
Yeah, we have done many of the research objectives, and we're about to do some more. We didn't do the head measurements yet, since that was for bowl later in the timeline, but we'll do that before the end of our off-duty as well, and we did the urine volume measurements multiple times for both me and Sophie.
Copy all, Dragon, and appreciate those updates. Let us know if there's anything else you guys need, but that was all I had for you guys.
Nothing else for now. We'll let you know if anything else comes up. Thank you, Mary.
Dragon, SpaceX, burn complete and performance nominal. Next burn will be the transfer burn in 1.5 hours.
Okay, we copy, Mary. Nominal burn and another one in 1.5 hours. Just a note, I know that we talked about this on the ground and other people have seen it as well, but there is kind of a desync of the displays and we noticed this in display one, it actually wasn't registering all of the thruster firings in the upper right widget. So I was wondering if you recommend power cycling that one.
Dragon, I copy that on display one, you didn't see all of the thruster firings registering on the forward view top right-hand widget. Is that a good readback?
Good copy.
And Jessica, I believe you said that you understand that the ground, you've already reported this down to the ground. Can you clarify that for me?
We didn't report it. I was just saying this is something we talked about in training, that it wasn't entirely unexpected to see some desynchronization of the displays. And I believe that in training we were told that it might happen, and I think Crew 11 had reported some of it as well.
Copy. Thanks for that clarification. And yep, that's a good read. This is expected, and we agree with your assessment that power cycling would be our best next option if you guys want to step into that for display one.
We'll power cycle display one.
Dragon, SpaceX, no response required. Just letting you know that ground has pulled go for the upcoming transfer burn in 20 minutes. Dragon, SpaceX, burn complete and performance nominal. Next burn will be in 4 or 5 minutes.
Dragon, copies.
Dragon, SpaceX, for your awareness, ground has pulled go for the upcoming final co-elliptic burn.
Dragon, copies. We've been looking forward to it. Getting closer and closer.
Dragon, SpaceX, no response required. Burn complete, performance nominal. Dragon, SpaceX, for rendezvous completion time.
Go ahead.
Dragon, I just wanted to let you know that we expect the rendezvous completion time to be 1703 Zulu. This is when we can expect Dragon to start calculating the AI and associated OOP burns. Again, that's 1703 Zulu. How copy?
1703 Zulu for rendezvous completion.
That's a good readback, Dragon. In addition, I wanted to let you know I'm handing you over to Core Arthur, who's very excited to help you guys dock today.
Thank you very much, Mary. Just to clarify, that 1703, so that would have been the estimate of 1720 you gave us before. So now we're about 23 minutes behind the timeline.
Negative, Dragon. The 1720 Zulu I gave you before was the crew off-duty end. This is the time that we expect Dragon to start populating when it is planning the approach initiation burn and the associated OOP burns on your display.
Okay, we copy. Next, Dragon.
Go ahead for SpaceX. All right, copy. Swap to cartridge 2, complete at 1649.
Found another piece of FOD. We had reported earlier about a nut that was found when Mary was on console, and we stowed that up in location 8. When Sophie was opening the LiO panel, it seems to have come from on top of the LiO cartridges. There's a really small, brass fitting. It looks like one of those little compression fittings that you would use for plumbing. Well, I can hold it up to the commander camera if you guys have that view up.
Affirm, we do have the commander cam up. Can you hold it close to the camera? Okay, copy that, and we got a screenshot. Thank you.
I'll flip it over for you, too, if that helps. You can see that it's doubled.
The camera just switched. I'm going to go ahead and swap back to the commander cam. Stand by one. Dragon, SpaceX. All right, we may have just missed the end of the ground station pass, but we did get the front visible in the camera view. So at this time, we'll take this as a follow-up to look into, but I think we can stow this piece of FOD with the other washer that was found earlier. I believe that's now in location 8.
We'll put it in there, and just for a little added insight, it looks like a brand new piece, so it doesn't look like it came off of anything. It was probably just FOD that was left because it's shiny. Hasn't been compressed, and it's like one of those little compression fittings just there and not actually from something in the cap.
Okay, yeah, copy that. Compression fitting looked like it was never actually compressed at all. Dragon, SpaceX for off-duty end.
Yep.
All right, just aligning our schedules. I'm showing that we are just past 1720 Zulu, and we're going to be ending our off-duty. The upcoming events is we will request that we step into the pre-scheduled PMC, and we can take that whenever crew is ready. And following the completion of the PMC, we will step into the suit donning for approach. The time that I would like to communicate with you all at this time is targeting having suit dawn complete around 1810. That's 1810 Zulu.
He will move into PMCs from here and then targeting 1810 for suited up.
Good read back. Yeah, so we'll have suit complete at 1810. The no later than time for suit donning that we're targeting is the approach initiation, so we do have some margin there. But again, we're just going to target march towards 1810.
We're with you. We'll be aiming for 1810, and we're ready to step into those PMCs.
SpaceX copies. I will go ahead and privatize Dragon to ground, and the next call you hear will be from Flight Surgeon. Dragon SpaceX, Dragon to ground is no longer private.
Please. Anything else for us, Arthur?
No. At this time, you are go to execute 4.010 for suit donning. I'll trek along with you in Section 1. We had preemptively taken cameras to exterior only, so I'm going to put the camera commanding back in your hands so you can remove that override when you get to Section 6.
We copy. Yeah, we saw that. We were doing some toilet ops, so we saw that it was already there, and we are with you in 4.010.
All right, copy. We'll continue to follow along and be looking for your calls later on, but track an 1810 suit complete time.
Copy.
Dragon SpaceX for awareness. We are now less than 2.5 hours to the earliest docking time. Again, we are less than 2.5 hours to the earliest docking time. We will be performing an out-of-plane burn in approximately 5 minutes. You can monitor on your forward view.
Dragon copies.
Dragon SpaceX, out-of-plane burn complete and nominal.
SpaceX V3, suited comm check.
Dragon SpaceX, we have suit 3 loud and clear. How me?
I got you loud and clear as well. It's good suited comm check. We're going to stow the cabin mic here shortly.
SpaceX copies. You'll be stowing the cabin mic shortly.
SpaceX Dragon seat 2 comm check.
Seat 2 loud and clear. How me?
You're loud and clear as well.
All right, SpaceX copies.
SpaceX Dragon for status.
Go ahead, Dragon. Ready to copy.
Sir, seats two and three are seated and seated and restrained. Sophie and Andre are just finishing up storage, and they're about to start donning right now. So we'll be behind our desired 1810, but should still be in the window.
Okay, copy. And we see it on video now. Seats 2 and 3 are suited, seated. No concerns on that time. Looks like we're going to be a healthy margin to approach initiation.
Copy.
And Dragon SpaceX, one follow-up. Surgeon was wondering if they could pass on a couple additional words for you if you're ready for a quick PMC.
Ready.
Dragon SpaceX, Dragon ground is no longer privatized. And we are seeing, it looks like a strap is in front of the display camera. This is the camera over the right shoulder of the commander. If one of the seats 1 or 4 could take a look for that and just clear that out of the way. No concerns this time, just before we all get suited and seated.
We'll take a look.
Dragon SpaceX, for awareness, ground has pulled go for approach initiation, and we have enabled the maneuver. I'm going to be making a big loop call to say that we are go for AI following big loop comm checks. We're going to be tracking big loop comm checks in the next couple minutes.
Copy.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining our ongoing coverage of the NASA SpaceX Crew 12 mission. I'm Jesse Anderson, a senior production and engineering manager here at SpaceX, and I'm joined by Sandra Jones with NASA Communications. We are just under a couple hours away from the final approach of docking of Dragon to the International Space Station. This will be Dragon's 50th visit to the space station, both cargo and crew missions, and its 20th human spaceflight overall.
Looking back over the last 30-plus hours, launch day preparation started yesterday for our crew members. About 4 hours prior to launch, the crew completed their final medical checks before joining the SpaceX team to get into their spacesuits. After suit up in the NASA operations and checkout building, the crew walked out, waving some final farewells to their family and friends waiting outside.
The next destination for the crew was the launch pad. It was a short ride to Space Launch Complex 40 at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida, where the Falcon 9 and Dragon spacecraft were waiting for them. 2.5 hours prior to launch, the crew ingressed, or entered Dragon, walking over the crew access arm and enjoying some last views of the space coast, heading into the White Room and into the spacecraft. At 2:15 a.m. Pacific time or 5:15 a.m. Eastern, the 9 Merlin 1D engines ignited and Falcon 9 lifted off from Space Launch Complex 40, beginning Crew 12's journey to the International Space Station. Following stage separation, the first stage booster supporting the mission performed a boostback burn to bring itself back to the launch site where it landed at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station on Landing Zone 40. A couple minutes after that, we had a good orbit insertion of Dragon, followed by a few minutes later by spacecraft separation. And we are currently waiting for the approach initiation burn coming up as our next milestone. But there have been a few burns already that have brought Crew 12 to where they are currently in their journey at this moment.
About 45 minutes after liftoff, Dragon executed the first major burn, known as the phase burn, which is performed at the first apogee, or the highest point of the initial orbit, and raises Dragon's perigee, or lowest point, to a higher altitude. This was the first of 5 major burns using the Draco thrusters required to raise Dragon's orbit and position it for approach to the International Space Station.
And earlier today, that sequence of rendezvous and phasing burns continued as Dragon executed the boost burn at 4:13 a.m. Pacific time, 7:13 a.m. Eastern. The boost burn put the crew in an orbit where Dragon's apogee, or the highest point of the orbit, was 10 kilometers lower than the station. But raising only the apogee of Dragon's orbit isn't enough for a rendezvous where we want to dock. Before we can approach the station, we need Dragon's entire orbit, not just that highest point, to be effectively shadowing the space station.
Houston, station on 2 for timeline.
Good evening, Chris.
Hey, good evening. We just wanted to pull up FT-15 PMC, if possible, to nowish, if that works for you guys. We'll keep pressing on the other activities.
Chris, we are ready to support that PMC. Station Houston on 2 for Chris and PMC link.
On 2 for Chris.
Hey, Chris, we're having trouble admitting FE-15 into the PMC with their link, so oh, never mind. Sounds like we just got it sorted out while I was talking to you, as it tends to happen.
Got it. Absolutely.
It's that Dragon.
And good evening. This is Houston.
Hey, Houston, we were just looking to give a completion of a procedure to SpaceX. Are they still on?
They are listening.
Okay, 4.012 is complete.
We all copy. It's good to hear your voice, Jessica.
Right, you as well.
Station Houston, space to ground 2 for a quick action in Node 2 Zenith hatchway.
Put on 2.
Hey there, we noticed from video that the Node 2 Zenith hatch MPEV cap is still installed. We need that removed, please.
MPEV cap on the Node 2 Zenith hatch. We'll remove it now.
Thank you.
And Houston Station, yeah, Chris did remove that cap. He held it in his hand right now, so just wondering what you guys were looking at.
We're looking at the video. And that's a good config. Apologies that we didn't see that cap floating there, so we're happy. Thanks for the double check.
Okay, no worries. Station on 2 for Dragon on back.
Houston's here.
Yeah, we're just checking in with the timeline, and we are wondering if we can delay these transfer activities that are on the timeline for Dragon. I was looking over at the stow track. It doesn't look like it's something that is absolutely essential to do tonight. We're just looking for your guidance on that as we work through some other crew issues.
Checking. And Station Houston on 2 for timeline answer.
Hi, Laura, with you.
Okay, we're good with you delaying tonight's Crew 12 Unpack and Dragon Trash transfer activities to tomorrow. We do want to make you aware of a couple of dependencies, though. Transfer Crew 12 Unpack activity will need to be complete prior to the EMER equipment transfer activity at GMT 1555. And then also there's some polar work that's going to be done in Dragon after you guys wake up tomorrow. So it may be a busy time in Dragon, but we figure that you guys can self-manage and do what needs to be done. That work for you?
Hey, yeah, copy all. That works for us. Thank you.
Great. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for a voice check and status.
Ground 2.
Hey, Chris, I have you loud and clear on 2. How do you have me?
Also loud and clear. Yeah, I heard a lot of ATU reconfig going on.
Yes. We did have an IAC failure. Fitter swapped us over to IAC 2. Note that this is going to be a delta to your weekend daily summary key parameters. IAC 2 is now active.
Copy. IAC 2 is now active. Thanks for that.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for an available crew member and a emergency equipment transfer activity.
Right on 2.
Hey, it's quite possible our Occam's ground updating isn't showing it complete, but there is one activity we do want to make sure you all finish tonight. It's the EMER PBA air stow activity scheduled on FE-15 right before pre-sleep. We want to make sure that that gets complete, so you all have air PBAs in Node 2 just in case.
Okay, we'll take a look at that activity. Thank you.
Thanks.
Houston, station on 2 for PMCs.
With you.
FE-14 would love to hop on to a PMC and just wanted to let her docs know.
All right, we are ready for that conference.
Houston, station on 2 for Dragon.
Go ahead.
We just wanted to double check. You know, we closed out those last procedures and came through the hatch and never spoke to SpaceX again. I just wanted to make sure there wasn't something I was missing because it's still in the config with those other procedures open that we used. I'm pretty sure that we did everything we needed to, but I just want to check.
We're checking with SpaceX MD. And Jessica, SpaceX MD confirms that they need nothing further. Have a good evening.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for confirming. Have a good one.